So all of these contribute to the problem of truth decay. I have been concerned about the breakdown of truth for a long time. I don't think it's only about AI. There are different forces behind that. There's a very real sense that there's no such thing as objective truth because people don't want to have truth dictated to them. It's another factor behind it. So all of these contribute to the problem of truth decay. And I think social media has contributed to it as well because anyone now has access to mass media and mass reach. And it gives you the opportunity and the platform to pontificate on what you want to pontificate on and to propose the viewpoint that you think is true. Now, this has a huge challenge for courts because we are fundamentally truth-seeking institutions. That is our core work, not in the sense of metaphysical truth. I don't say that whatever we say is you know, metaphysical truth, but it's truth based on the evidence. That's our business. Our business is to look at the evidence and to pronounce on what is true based on the evidence that has been led before us. And it's very important that people believe that, generally speaking, courts, when they issue judgments, they issue judgments that are true based on the evidence that has been led. It's very important that people believe that. If you have a situation where most people believe, rightly or wrongly, if they believe that the courts are making their decisions in some other way other than based on trying to discern the truth from the evidence, you have a huge breakdown. Breakdown of confidence in the courts, breakdown of order in society, in my view.